That is one of my favourite reasons. Fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name, you are mine. These verses emphasise the intimate relationship with God's people. Having created and formed them, God assures them not to fear, redeems them, and makes a promise of salvation and God's presence during difficult times. Within these verses, the imagery of water and fire symbolises trials and hardships. But the assurance is given that God's people will not be harmed. And if we move on to verses 3 and 4, they highlight the worth and value placed on God's people, that precious and honoured in God's sight, and they are loved profoundly. We read in these verses how God identifies as the Holy One and Saviour, displaying sovereignty and power. The mention of Egypt, Cush and Seba suggests that God's people are valued highly, even to the point of offering nations in exchange for them. And as we move on to the end of the reading, we find God's reassurance, again, not to fear. God promises to gather his people, symbolising restoration and unity. Regardless of where they are scattered, not only does it demonstrate the care for God's people, but also his command over all creation. God's people will be called back to him, emphasising God's authority and desire for his people to return. The passage concludes with the affirmation that all who are called by God's name are created for God's glory. This reinforces the idea of purpose and identity in relation to God. The passage serves as a reminder of God's love, protection, and the significance of God's people. It encourages believers to trust in God's presence and promises, especially in times of trouble. And then if we think forward to the gospel reading, we think how eagerly the people were awaiting for a Messiah. And they were curious if John the Baptist was the one they'd been waiting for. So there's a heightened anticipation among the people for a saviour. John clarifies that while he baptises with water, there is someone greater coming. We know that that's Jesus, who will baptise with the Holy Spirit and fire. This highlights the transformative power of Jesus' ministry and the significance of the Holy Spirit. Within this passage, Jesus is baptized by John, which signifies the beginning of Jesus' public ministry and shows his identification with humanity. Even though he was without sin, after Jesus' baptism, the Holy Spirit descends on him, symbolizing divine approval and empowerment for his ministry. The voice from heaven confirms Jesus' identity as God's Son, affirming his mission and his relationship with the Father. This passage highlights John the Baptist's role in preparing the way for Jesus, the significance of baptism, and the divine affirmation of Jesus' identity and his missions with the Holy Spirit's descent at Jesus' baptism. So the moment of baptism reveals that God is not distant, but fully present. And as when we were baptized, we were each invited into a close personal relationship. Just as God's name is Jesus, each of us is also called by name, affirming our worth and purpose. How do we hear God's voice in our lives? Finding reassurance in God's closeness and care. How might we seek ways to share this sense of belonging with others, particularly those who might feel forgotten or undervalued? So we can think about people who help us in different times and situations in our lives. So, and it might be a police officer, a paramedic, a teacher, a doctor. Think about what roles they play in our lives and how we have the Holy Spirit as a helper in our lives in crisis. Let us pray. Lord God, our loving Heavenly Father, we do thank you for everything that you do for us day by day. And we thank you that you are a constant presence with us, especially in times of trouble. We thank you that you care for us and that you are there to reassure us. And we thank you that you send your Holy Spirit to inspire and empower us to live our lives your way and to do your will. Amen.